run away from Rowland, trying to get back to first Edmonds. He's doubled off, and the inning is over. Andy Chavez saved the day.
Anthony for three. Bang! That one goes down, and the game is tied.
Bing bong.
Anthony for three. Puts it in. Next by one with 8.2 remaining.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is good. Yeah. Lawrence Kynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl.
The Giants have won the Super Bowl.
Can't wait.
When it comes to talking sports, they're the authority. It's Bob Walters and Brett Grasso. Locked Up Sports, and it starts now.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Hey.
Here
we go. From the Brian Gunzel Studios, this is Locked Up Sports. I'm Bob Walters. This is your postseason edition. Mets baseball, game two coming up in a little bit. Welcome to the show, everybody. As you see, we got a whole little studio thing set up here. This is the Sunnyside, Queens location of the Brian Gunzel Studios. We are going to bring you up to game two. We're going to get you everything you need to know. We're going to relive that disaster last night. A disaster is what it was. I was in the ballpark. It was one of the worst experiences in center field. The place was dead. I got there late because I worked, so I got there. Oh God, it was already 3-0 when I got there. When I got to my seat, and just like the glutton for punishment that I am, I will be back there tonight. It's now 1:45, so I'm going to be heading there a little bit right after I tape the show. We'll put it up for you. And we apologize, no show last night, but for obvious reasons, I was at the game. I was working and then at the game. But let's quick update. Cleveland and Tampa Bay, they're at a pitcher's duel, bottom of the sixth. It is scoreless. And it looks like, it looks like Cleveland is threatening as they got two on and one out, first and second, one out. So Cleveland, the kids of the Cleveland Guardians are looking to sweep away the Tampa Bay Rays. The same thing that the San Diego Padres will be looking to do tonight to the New York Mets. Listen, what can you say about last night? It was an absolute disaster. The place was dead. Max Scherzer, a big pitcher, and you know what? I don't want to hear it anymore. He's got to get his act together. That last night is what we got him for. Last night is what Max Scherzer is on this team for. Last night is what he's making all that money for. And he came out and he laid an egg, and he's laid an egg now the last three times he's been on the mound. Jake has laid an egg. He's put up two straight stinkers in a row. And now our season is on the line tonight against the Padres. And Blake Snell, the former Cy Young Award winner, Blake Snell. Listen, it's not good. It's not good. And if the Mets somehow cannot figure out a way to get this game tonight, this whole season is a disaster. Forget about McNeil winning the batting title. Forget about Alonso's 40 home runs. Forget about the 101 wins. The whole thing is a complete disaster if the Mets lose tonight. I don't know what to think. I don't have a prediction. I don't really have a feeling as to whether they're going to win or how they're going to play. I want to say that Jake is going to come out and throw a great game and they're going to win, you know, but who knows? The bats don't come alive. This team is very streaky hit with offense. Their offense is very streaky. And, you know, it was a disaster last night. They go into these slumps, these one, two, three week long slumps where they can't hit anything. They can't hit the water if they're jumping out of a boat. And the team just looks dead when it's like that. You know, Scherzer last night, he couldn't place his fastball. He was all over the place. He was wild in the strike zone. And that's the worst thing you could be. He was wild in the strike zone. So they were just middle of the plate pitches, and the Padres were teeing off on him. It started right from the beginning, right from the first inning. The thing was never close. The game was over by the third inning. 3-0, and it felt like it was 10-0. And as you can tell, I mean, I have no voice left. I'm sure tomorrow it'll be even worse with my voice. But it was, when it was 3-0, it felt like 10-0 in that ballpark. The loss to the Braves, a week and a half ago, it's lingering. You could tell it wasn't as energetic a crowd as we usually get for a postseason game. The fact that the Mets didn't win this division is really, the fans are still feeling it. They haven't gotten over it yet. I don't know if the team has gotten over it yet, but, they better get over it fast. They better get over it fast. And they got till tonight. Tonight's it. If this is a disastrous season if this team loses tonight. A disaster. None of it matters. None of what they did matters. None of, the wins and Showalter. It's going to be another Showalter team that collapses at the end of the season. I want to be optimistic, but I can't be. How can you be optimistic after what you saw last night? It's the San Diego Padres. The San Diego freaking Padres. I don't care who they have. It's the Padres still. So welcome to the show, everybody. The Mets postseason edition of Locked Up Sports. We're brought to you, as always, by SeatGeek. SeatGeek, a better place to get tickets. Go to SeatGeek if you want to go to the game tonight. You want to come, join me and Brett and my wife at the game tonight. Go to SeatGeek, get yourself some tickets. Enter the promo code Locked Up Sports. Locked Up Sports when you're checking out. So it's promo code Locked Up Sports, and you get $20 off your order. So especially for you guys, all our listeners and now our viewers, as we're going to try this whole video thing out. We've been doing video, but it hasn't been like this. So the Cleveland and Tampa Bay, bases loaded for Cleveland, bottom of the sixth inning, still scoreless. Still scoreless there. Cleveland won yesterday. You got all four games going today. You got Seattle and Toronto. It's coming up at 4 o'clock. And the Mets and the Padres, obviously, at 7:30. And then the Phillies and the Cardinals. And how about the Cardinals yesterday, huh? Wow. Cardinals blow a lead in the ninth inning. They give up, I think it was 4 or 5 runs in the ninth inning. And the Phillies are now one win away from ending Albert Pujols' career and sending the Cardinals packing. And then that'd be another disaster. Imagine that. Imagine we get to next week and it's the Braves and the Phillies still standing. And the Mets are, on the golf course. So that tonight is, DeGrom has pitched in the World Series, so it's not the biggest game he's ever pitched, but it's right up there. He's pitching not only for tonight, not only for this team, not only for this season, but he's also pitching for his paycheck. He's already told everybody he's going to opt out. He's already told everybody he's going to, play the market. The Mets can clearly match any offer that he's going to get from anybody. But tonight is a big, big start for Jake DeGrom in his career, in his Mets career, and whether or not he stays with the Mets. Because it was quite alarming last night hearing the boos rain down on Max Scherzer as he walked off the mound in that fifth inning. They were loud. That was one of the loudest the ballpark got last night, was when Max Scherzer walked off the mound, when Buck came out to get him, and it was loud and it was not pretty. That's going to be an ugly scene tonight if the same thing happens. If this game is 2-0, Padres third inning, Mets are going quietly in order, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, it's going to start to get ugly in that ballpark. The fans are going to start to really let the team have it. And this is a good Mets team. They're the second most wins in franchise history, second to only 86. But we'll see. So we'll see. Last night, back to last night, I mean, the Mets, Sterling Marte, as I said, he's the catalyst for this team. Sterling Marte had a good game. He might have been the best Met last night. He got on. He got a couple hits. He got a walk. He stole two bases. He stole second and third, I believe, on consecutive pitches. Sterling Marte can really get this offense going. And I thought that's what was missing the last couple weeks. And he played well last night, but nobody, someone's got to drive him in. The Mets were, let's see, the Mets were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-9. You're not going to win anything going 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They had a runner on third with less than two outs in the first inning and the third inning, couldn't get him home. I can't even tell you the amount of times the Mets needed to hit a ground ball to the right side to advance a guy from second to third with less than two outs, and they pop up. They made Hugh Darvish look like Cy Young out there. It's Hugh Darvish. I know he pitches well against the Mets. I know he does. And I know he has good success against the Mets. But I don't know why. He's not a great pitcher. He's like a nibbler. You know, he nibbles on the corners. He doesn't throw real hard. He was throwing he threw a couple pitches in the 60s last night. 67 mile an hour. Curveballs. 72 off-speed pitches. And the Mets and Nimmo looked bad at the plate. Nimmo got caught lunging a couple times. He popped up in the infield. You know, I mean, there was so many pop-ups last night that... So, well, you know, listen, it's not going to be good. You had Scherzer was, let's see, he was 4 2/3, 7 runs, 4 home runs. He's never let up 4 home runs in his career. He let up 4 home runs last night. He only struck out 4. You know, it started right in the get-go, right off the bat. Josh Bell hit it 419 feet to the opposite field. And then just like that, bam, 2-0. You're like, ugh. You know, then you had Grisham, 3-0, as he hit one out in the second. And then the fifth inning is where the wheels just came off. The fifth inning was the ugly inning. That's when things got real bad. Scherzer led up the 3-run homer to Profar. You know, he hit that one a mile. And then 2 hitters later, there was the Ha-Sung Kim, who hit it, maybe it cleared the fence by about 2 feet in that right field corner. And it was 7-0, and that, you know, it was over there. It was over at 3-0. Escobar hit a home run. People, you know, the crowd tried to get into it when Escobar hit the home run, and the Mets got, I believe, they got a run in a second that inning. But, you know, listen, they weren't coming back. That game was over in the second inning at 3-0. It was over before I even got to my seat. So I'll be going back again tonight, like the sucker that I am. And I know I got a lot of people killing me on social media. Stop talking about the Mets. You know, I'm getting blamed by half of my friends on social media about this. Listen, it's not my fault. I mean, I would have saved the Mets money. I could have went out and gave up 7 runs, and I would have did it for the league minimum. You don't got to pay me $30 million. I could have given up 7 runs. I could have probably done it in the first or second inning. Had me out of there. Had you out of there nice and early. And you only would have had to pay me the league minimum, a couple hundred grand. I got no issue. So, but, you know, the whole thing with people blaming me. I got people offering me money not to talk about the Mets. Listen, the curse is, you know, there is a curse with me. But let's not forget, I have had some good. I was at Game 7 for the Rangers, right? I was at Game 7. Overtime, that's got to mean something. The Giants won a couple Super Bowls. But with the Mets, yeah, I know it's not good with the Mets. I know it's not. But, you know, we'll see. Let's take a listen. We're going to have the lineups. The lineups are not out yet. Let's take a listen to some sound from last night. We have, let's see, we have, here's Buck after the game.
Max, as someone who, you know, has talked about relishing these types of moments and having success in these types of games, just what is your level of disappointment right now with how tonight went?
Yeah, of course I'm disappointed, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, the baseball can take you to the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and this is one of the lowest of lows.
So one of the lowest of lows.
Max,
clearly,
someone who
hold on. Clearly, one of the lowest of lows. Try being a Mets fan. He's not a Mets fan. You know, he's going home to his mansion, and we had to deal with that. I had a nice couple drinks. I decided 7-0. I decided I'm going to go get drunk. That's what I decided last night. I stayed till the end. I did stay till the end. My uncle called me in the fifth inning after he started. Talked me off the ledge a little bit. Said, you know, make sure you stay. You got to believe. They got, you know, it was right after the Escobar home run. I stayed till the end. And I don't leave games early because, you know, God forbid they threw some miracle 8-run inning together. I'd never forgive myself. here's the, now we have some sound. Here's Buck after the game last night.
He doesn't live in. He learns some things and he moves on. There was nothing. He'll be in the dugout tomorrow, pulling for Jake and our club, and hoping he gets another chance to pitch for us. But it's just a competitive nature. You can imagine how frustrating it is for him. But his command is the thing that is frustrating for him. He's got good stuff, but usually when he can command three pitches and sometimes four, it's fun to watch. But he had a pitch on Bell in the home run. He's trying to throw a ball a certain place and leaked completely away from where he wanted to, and that's what was frustrating for him.
So, listen, Buck's got a lot on the line here too. Buck's got a lot on the line. Buck is he's known as a great manager, and listen, we all wanted Buck as the manager, so you can't complain. You can't go second guessing on that. And it's not his fault. He's not out there playing. He didn't give up the seven runs. Any one of us, any manager in the world would have put Max Scherzer starting the game last night. But his teams have a tendency to fade late. They have good regular seasons. They win divisions. They fade late. He's made mistakes with pitching staffs in the past. I remember with the Yankees, and I guess it was what, 95. He went with Jack McDowell, and there was that whole thing. And he stayed, kept him in the game instead of going to Wetland or Mariano. And he's his reputation is great manager, great coach, players coach, fades late. Can't get the championship. Can't get it done in the playoffs. And if this team loses tonight, and even if they lose tomorrow, that's going to just further that reputation. It's going to further things like that. And it's not really his fault. He didn't burn out this bullpen. You got Diaz sitting there. Diaz did not pitch many innings. When you look at him compared to other closers, it's not like he pitched double the amount of innings. He pitched less than most closers. So, it's basically going to come down to the bats have to wake up. All right, Alonso needs to get things going. Alonso he looked bad last night. He did get a hit, but it was like a bloop hit. Alonso looked bad. I'm sick of Vogelbach. I'd almost rather see Alvarez as the DH tonight. Throw him out there. Who cares? Because he's Vogelbach, when he gets on, he clogs up the bases. He's a big guy, power hitter, looks like a power hitter, but he looks for walks. And then he gets on base and he clogs up the bases. It takes him an hour to get down to first. He's never going first to third on a base hit. He's never scoring from second on a base hit. You got to produce runs, especially when your team's not hitting. You got to find a way to produce runs, scratch out runs. And Vogelbach on the bases prevents that. So I'd almost rather see him throw Alvarez in there at DH. See what you can get out of the kid. He got a pinch hit late last night. I think he struck out. I'm not sure. But, throw him in there. Let's see what he does. He got a home run in the last regular season game because the Vogelbach experiment is over as far as I'm concerned. He came over here with Naquin, who didn't even make the postseason roster. So that the trade deadline is now looming large. They didn't get the help in the bullpen. Trevor May came in last night. He kind of mopped up a little bit. So the bullpen should be fresh. We want to see Diaz out there tonight. You want to get this thing to Diaz. Listen, I'd like to see Jake just throw eight innings and hand the ball right to Diaz. I don't even need to see Buck come out. I want to see eight innings from DeGrom, hand the ball to Diaz. That's what we need. I either want that or I want, an 8-0 third inning and the Mets in the lead. It's going to be, the weather's going to be good. It's sunny out now. It seems to be, it was chilly there last night. The idiot that I am. I walked outside from work. I came home from work and went outside and was like, it's like 70 degrees. It's nice. It's warm. I wore a t-shirt and I was sitting in the 400 level right behind the plate. And of course it's the winds whipping around there, 30, 40 mile an hour winds. So I was freezing. So that's another reason why I drank. To warm up a little bit. I ended up at 7-0. I went to the team store. The nerve of the Mets selling postseason hoodies for $125. Can you imagine? Listen, I get it. I get that they're allowed that that they get to charge, you know, higher prices, almost ridiculous prices. But $125 is a bit much for a hoodie. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go buy a sweatshirt. No, not at the ballpark. I try not to buy things like that at the ballpark, but I was cold last night, and I was like, oh, maybe I could get something relatively cheap. No. You're not getting anything anywhere near cheap. You're not getting anything anywhere near ridiculous. It's just straight price gouging. $125 for a hoodie that's postseason, and they got it right lined up. Right when you walk in the store, it's right there. So that just annoyed me, and I was already annoyed. It was 7-0, so I was already annoyed. But so I wouldn't mind if Buck threw Alvarez in there DH tonight. You'll put Vogel back on the bench. Put him on the bench, and if he has to, he could pinch hit late in the game. Maybe he runs into one and he hits it over the wall. You know, if he gets on base, you could pinch run for him. I don't need Vogel back in the third inning getting a hit and clogging up the bases and ending a rally because he can't even make it from first to third in 10 seconds. I don't need that. And that's going to piss me off tonight if they do that, if he does that. Because he's Vogel back, you know, he was the folk hero when he first came. He was Babe Ruth hitting them all over the wall. And I was with it. I was like, all right, this Vogelback guy, he's hitting long home runs. He's great. You know, he's fat. He's tubby. He's everyday man. No, that wore off real fast. Real fast. So, as you can tell, I'm pissed. I'm sure you Mets fans are pissed. I'm sure you Yankee fans are sitting there with, you know, grins on your face. Can't wait till next week, hoping we're out of here by next week. But, you know, who knows? We'll see. 7:37 is the first pitch. Game's on ESPN again. I guess I didn't see it. I was there, so I guess it was Carl Ravitch doing the play-by-play. He's pretty good. I like Carl Ravitch. He's not, he's not our guys. He's not the big three that we got. But Carl Ravitch does a good job. He's the baseball tonight guy. You know, let's see. So Cleveland did not score in that inning. They are now heading to top seven, scoreless, in Cleveland. That Cleveland team is dangerous. That Cleveland team is young and they're dangerous. I don't think they realize, you know, what they're really doing. They're kind of just flying by the seat of their pants. They got a good manager. Terry Francona is a Hall of Fame manager. And, you know, let's see. Cleveland could make a run here. You got Seattle and Toronto. Toronto got shut out last night. That's another city that's probably up in arms today. Losing to Seattle at home. First time they're in the playoffs in a while. So maybe it's the year of teams that, you know, haven't been here in a while. Maybe they win. But if the Mets can ever get past tonight, it will be Bassett tomorrow. And that'll be another 7:37 start. You got the Giants tomorrow morning out in London against the Packers. Daniel Jones will be playing tomorrow. I don't know how the ankle is. He was at full practice yesterday, or what was yesterday? Friday night. He was full practice on Thursday. So, you know, he has a high ankle sprain. From what I understand, he's not going to be running. And Daniel Jones running is probably 40 to 50% of the Giants offense at this point. So we'll see with that. That's an early morning London game against the Packers. But we are focusing today here on the Mets and last night's game. Do we have another sound? Yeah, I think I got another sound here. I believe this is what Max had to say after the game. More Max Scherzer right here from last night.
And just watching how they were able to take swings. My fastball was running on me. I wasn't able to command that fastball the way I usually can. And that's my bread and butter, to be able to set up everything else. And when my fastball's flat and then running, that's usually when I get hit a lot. And, you know, obviously tonight, you know, I got hit a lot.
How unusual is that for you to, you know, two starts in a row now, not really be able to put your finger on what's going on?
Well, I thought I meant to write I had a feel for what was going on in the Atlanta start. Thought I made the adjustment to get me right. And that's why I can't, you know, tonight I don't know why the fastball ran. I don't know why I didn't have my good fastball, the way it can usually pitch and locate. There were several, there's just several fastballs I watched tonight where the fastball almost looked like it was sinking versus having ride. So, yeah, that's going to be a late night for me.
What would your advice to the group be going into an elimination game tomorrow?
Just win. Come to the park. They've done it the whole year. Turn the page, move on, compete the next time. We got Jake going tomorrow, so that'll be good.
Was there anything at all physical that affected you in this start?
Yeah, I don't think so. I felt good.
So nothing physical. I didn't think there was anything wrong with him. It didn't appear like anything was wrong with him. He just wasn't locating his pitches. He was wild in the strike zone, and they were teeing off on him from the beginning. You could tell right away. I think Buck left him in maybe a couple hitters too long. It's not like you were going to pull him out in the third inning down 3-0, because after he gave up the home run to Grissom in the second inning, it was 3-0. He kind of settled down for a couple innings. He settled down. He got two quick innings, and then the fifth inning came and it just fell apart again. So he wasn't hurt. It's good to hear he's not hurt, just in case the Mets win these two games. Now, as far as the injury goes with Jake tonight, he's had the blister. It's clearly been an issue, clearly, because these last couple starts, he wasn't terrible in Atlanta, but we've come to expect such great starts from DeGrom that, 5-6 innings, 3 runs is not very good. And that's not going to cut it tonight, especially with the way the offense is playing. If the offense doesn't wake up, he's going to need to win, 2-1, 3-2, 3-1 type of game. And we know that that's what he pitches. The Mets historically don't score any runs for Jacob DeGrom. We all know that. How many 2-1 games has DeGrom lost? More than you can count, I'll tell you that much. So I think Starling Marte is key. I do not want to see Vogelbach play tonight. I don't want to see him. I'm sick of Vogelbach. I'm sick of the experiment. That reminds me of a trade deadline that we really didn't do what we needed to do. And listen, just go out there and beat the Padres. Beat the San Diego Padres. Come on, people. Come on. Alonso, get your act together. Get some hits. Alonso's not good in the postseason. He's got to get some hits here. And he's got to hit the ball hard. We don't need Alonso blooping it over second base. Like, we need Alonso ringing one off the wall. We need Lindor and Nimmo. We need Nimmo to get – he's the catalyst to get the innings going. He's the leadoff hitter. Nimmo's got to get the ball in play, get on base. Nimmo's got to get on base. Nimmo was lunging for pitches last night. He was popping the ball up. He did hit a double in his final at-bat yesterday, so maybe that gets him going. But, it's basically a long list of complaints, at least for me, about last night, and I would imagine every other Mets fan. I'm hoping the crowd's going to be into it tonight. I think the Mets are going to have to get things going to get the crowd into it. I think they're going to have to work to get the crowd into it. It's clearly a sellout. It's going to be a full house, but The Braves, the not winning the division thing is lingering. The Mets spent 174 days in first place. 174 days in first place, and they didn't win the division. I think it's 6 days, 6 or 8 days or something, that the Braves were in first place or tied with the Mets. I think the Braves were in first place for six days. They were tied the rest, and the Mets spent 174 days in first place. And, it's just another classic Mets collapse, and that's what it's going to be categorized as. And if they can somehow don't win these next two games with Max and Showalter and Jake, then there's going to be hell to pay, because the only thing that's going to make this right is a World Series championship. The Mets don't have to win the World Series this year. They have to get out of this round. They have to get out of this round. They cannot lose to the Padres in the wild card round with 101 wins. 4.5 months in first place. They can't lose to the Padres. So if you head into the ballpark, you know, let's bring the energy tonight. Let's try to bring the energy tonight. I got I'm not great seats for me tonight. I'm up in the 500s. So last night I had good seats. Last night I was behind the plate, 400s. I got them cheap. I got them last minute. I came home from work. I bought the tickets. I went to the game. Biggest mistake I made all week. You know, it was just as bad as that. And it was a long day at work yesterday, so we'll see. Again, we're going to be bringing you, you know, we're going to be trying to do these videos now for most of the time. We're back normal Friday nights next week. We got Jeff Perlman coming up in a couple weeks. There was also no newsletter this week for the subscribers, so make sure you go and subscribe. I apologize about no newsletter and bonus content. Something came up. It will get back on that next week. Make sure you go to our website, lockedupsports.net, and there's a little blue floating microphone. It's a circle blue microphone. Click on that thing. Leave us voicemails. Mets fans, leave us voicemails. Yankees fans, get in there and, you know, kill the Mets a little bit for last night. But leave us the voicemails. We'll play them on the air. Like I said, we got Jeff Perlman coming up with his new book about Bo Jackson. It's called The Last Hero. Well, I'm sorry, The Last Folk Hero is the name of the book. The Last Folk Hero, Jeff Perlman. You know him from the 86 Mets book, the Good Guys, The Bad Guys Won. You know him from the Lakers Showtime series on HBO this past summer that everybody watched. So that's a big guest for us. So I'm currently reading his new book. We're going to talk to him about that. You have any questions for him or anything like that, go to the voicemail on our website at lockedupsports.net and leave a voicemail. Ask him a question. We'll play for him. We got no issue there. We're going to eventually, I believe, try and live stream this thing onto, I don't know, Facebook. You know, this is all out of my realm of expertise. You know, I'm not good with this stuff, but we try to figure it out. My wife helps me. Brett's not bad at it. Me, and I just put the microphone in front of my face. Tell me when to talk. But so tonight, 7:30, I believe we're still scoreless. Let me see what the score is of that, of the Indians game. I had it on the TV. I don't know what happened. No one here to change the remote now because they all left me. Indians and, let's see, MLB scores. Yep, still scoreless. Okay, so still scoreless there. 7:30 Mets, ESPN. If you're heading down there, let us know. Let me know. Shoot us an email. Throw up a voicemail, whatever you got to do. I'm gonna try and come on again tonight after the game. So I'm going to do another after the game show. Brett, it depends on whether Brett wants to do it or not. If he wants to hang around and do it, he might want to go home. It's going to be late. We'll see if they win. If they lose, it's going to be a whole different situation. But I will be on after the game with a post-game show. Giants tomorrow. Jets tomorrow. So, you know it's a big sports day tomorrow. If the Mets can win tonight. If the Mets cannot win tonight, then my weekend is ruined. If the Mets lose tonight, my weekend's ruined. So, if they win tonight, I might be in a little better spirits, you know, after the game. I'll probably have a couple drinks in me, so don't miss that show. I was going to do the show last night. I couldn't do it. I was tired. So, that's going to pretty much do it here for us. Quick short show because I got to get ready. I'm heading to this game. Mets tonight. Bring the energy, people. Bring the energy. Wave those towels. If you go into the game, let's let them hear it. Let's get this offense going. Vogelback, get the hell out of the lineup. Throw Alvarez in there. You have nothing to lose with Alvarez. It's all going to come down to Jacob DeGrom. Which Jacob DeGrom are we going to get? Are we going to get the one we've seen for the past 3 years? Or are we going to get the one we've seen for the past 3 weeks? That's the question. I hope it's the one we got for the past 3 years, and I hope the offense clicks. I would love to have an 8-0 game. Make it easy on me. Make it easy on all of us Mets fans. You know, we're spending $125 on hoodies, and they're losing 7-0 to the San Diego Padres. Something's got to give. Those two things don't line up with each other. Spending all this money I didn't buy the hoodie. I don't think anybody bought the hoodie. But it doesn't line up. Charging us all this money and then throwing that garbage out on the field. We love you, Steve Cohen. We do. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's like any relationship. We get angry. We, you know, we get frustrated. We've been doing this for a long time with these Mets. Long time. And he's a Mets fan, so he's been doing it a long time with them. So, we'll see. Hopefully the Mets can win tonight. We get a good one out of Jake. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be chilly out at the ballpark. It's supposed to be colder than last night. It's supposed to drop down into the upper 40s, I heard somewhere. It's probably going to be in the 50s. It's going to be windy. Let's get these bats going. It's going to be Marte. Marte is going to be my key to the game. Starling Marte is the key to the game for the Mets, besides Jacob DeGrom, obviously. And Nimmo's got to get on base. And Nimmo and Marte are the two catalysts for this lineup. They're the two catalysts for this lineup. I want to see if the lineup is out yet. It's going to be the same lineup. I mean, I'm guessing Vogelbach's going to be in there, not Alvarez like I'm asking for. But they got to get hits with runners in scoring position. 1-for-9 is not going to cut it. You get a runner on third with less than two outs, you got to get him in. You got to get the guy in when you have him on third base, less than two outs. You got to just hit a fly ball. It's a contact play. Get him in. McNeil hit yesterday. McNeil was all right yesterday. The defense, you know, they didn't make any big blunders on defense because they didn't have many chances. Most of the balls were leaving the yard. And then let's give Max another chance. Let's win these two games. DeGrom tonight, Bassett tomorrow. Let's give Max another chance to redeem himself in the divisional round. We don't want to be out of this thing and have the Braves, the Phillies, and the Yankees still playing. That's a nightmare. That's just a nightmare situation for us Mets fans. I want to enjoy the playoffs. I don't want to, you know, be watching these playoff games when the Mets are out, but the Phillies, the Braves, and the Yankees are playing, and we got to listen to these damn Yankee fans. So we got big shows coming up. We also have Lance Meadow coming up soon. He is not completely scheduled yet, but he is confirmed that he's going to be on the show. He's the Giants radio pre-game, post-game show, and halftime host. He also does NCAA tournament games for Westwood One and CBS. So Lance Meadow, Jeff Perlman, we got big guests as always. Thanks for joining, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Let's go, Mets. We'll talk to you after the game. I'm Bob Walters. See ya.